just like music. Hey, welcome, Dueling Coaches Show. I'm here with Coach Mark and Coach Ray. I am your host, Tristan Bryant, and we have a couple of topics, three from Coach Ray and three from Coach Mark, and I have a topic as well, and we'll finish it off with top three, bottom three at the end. I am excited to be back because I was sick last week. I don't know if you guys heard that I had strep throat, so I could not even talk. So Ray and Mark took over that episode, and it actually sounded really good, besides the part where they called me soft. Not Mark, Ray. Ray called me soft.
Correction, you guys believe it. He called your whole generation
and
soft.
And that's even worse.
Thank you. Yeah. I did, and I do appreciate the not-so-backhanded compliment of saying it actually sounded good. So thank you for respecting your elders and giving us that compliment.
I was thinking about it on the way in, Ray. We actually have to mind our P's and Q's now that our host is back. We kind of went off the rails a little bit last time, but I hopefully the fans weren't too mad about listening to two grumpy old men just ramble on about random sandwiches. Apparently that was a topic. So, and I actually do want to jump right in, Ray. You left us on a cliffhanger for those people who are listening to the podcast and binging, as you know, as the youth do these days. You left us on a cliffhanger about meatball subs.
Yeah,
and I was wondering if you could pontificate on your take on meatball subs, whether that's a top three or a bottom three in your list.
Yeah, that's a really great question, and I've had at least half a person reach out to me and want to know, and because they listen to the podcast. Before we do that, Mark, I just want to let you know I've been struggling a little lately with technology. Apparently, that's like important in things like electronics and whatnot. And so my phone has not always been the best. So I'm trying something new. Tristan's not going to understand this, but back in the day, there were these things called landlines where you'd actually plug a phone into the wall.
You mean to charge it?
That's super unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not to charge it, Mark. It's actually you plug it in the wall still from an electricity perspective, but also to actually make phone calls. So I'm trying on a landline today, so hopefully people can hear me better. But you know what? I digress. Shall we talk meatball subs?
Yeah,
we shall.
Thank you. Thank you. We're waiting with bated breath.
The real question is, sorry, let me get politician on
He's
you.
He's scared.
Okay, so here's the deal. Especially at Subway, I think many people in their top three would put the Subway meatball sub up there. And I'm just going to tell you right now, it's not. It's not good. It's soggy. The meatballs aren't even real. Matter of fact, they make the meatballs at Subway. This is a scientific fact. By taking old what are those called, like flotation devices or and they chop them up and then they grind them up and then they make them into the Subway meatballs. So little did people know, they put some salt and pepper on there. But Subway meatball subs are complete garbage, and even when they go $5 for a foot long, they should be $1 for a foot long, and they should give you money.
Well, we are in the presence of a sandwich artist here.
I was about to say. I agree with you 100%, but in the general scheme of like a meatball sandwich, that would sound really, really good.
Yeah, I'm going to say your first place that you lost me was Subway.
Right.
When we're talking about top three, bottom three sandwiches, and your brain went to Subway, that's like, hey, what's your favorite Mexican food dish? And you go, a gordita.
Mark, he was trying to test if I was still soft.
You are still soft, Tristan.
Okay.
So let me wrap up that last topic, the top three, bottom three from last week, by asking you, Ray, once and for all, put it to bed, is a taco a sandwich?
No, not at all. You know that.
There's no chance. I don't know why people argue about this. It's ridiculous, but I have heard this argument before. Tristan, you care to comment?
No, it wouldn't be a sandwich. It would be more of a burrito. Here's why. Have you seen those soft tacos? That's practically a burrito to me. So I think, like, since it's just a hard shell, I think it's the same thing as a burrito. Meat, the cheese, the lettuce.
Yeah.
You can put tomato in there.
I feel like the taco's fresher because it's, like, open air. Here's the question. Are you holding left hand or right hand, and are you tilting head right or head left to take that bite of taco?
Oh man, that's a great question.
We've got a million people right now listening, going, "Am I holding up right hand or left hand?" And which way? They're all tilting their head, like looking up to the sky, and that's you, and you're laughing right now because I'm calling you out directly. I'm going left hand, tilt to the right.
I'm going right hand, your dominant hand, and I'm tilting to the left.
Oh, right?
I think you're both wrong. I'm actually Taco Destrius, and I can turn left, I can turn right. I can, you know, tacos are such an important part of my life that I don't want to pigeonhole myself into one strategy or one process of eating them. So I'm all good.
I'm not a taco ambi-turner. I can't claim that. I'm sorry.
It's all good, man. It's a select few of us that can do that.
Well, now that we got that, we are underway. Ray, do you want to kick off our first topic?
Yeah, I do, man. Thanks. Can I give a quick update on my race over the weekend?
Oh yes, Lord. Yes.
How many cargo pants did you see out there on the 10K? Excuse me, 10K.
I know that's what you're going to ask, and let me confirm that cargo pants guy is back.
He's
back.
Nice.
I was trailing him for a little while, and then I was able to pass him, thank goodness. Couldn't ever catch a Bermuda shorts guy with the Lululemon salmon Bermuda shorts. He was my next target, but unfortunately I'm 40 years old and had to stop to use the bathroom, so I was not able to catch Bermuda shorts guy.
You got a bladder issue out there on the road, man. You got to figure that out. Go before you go kind of a situation. But I'm glad that you passed cargo pants guy. I am a little bit curious about Salt Lake City. What is it, like 22 degrees or something like that, and somebody's wearing Bermuda shorts out there?
I could not agree more, but I did have a couple updates here. Remember when I was making fun of person wearing reflective vests? You remember that a couple weeks ago?
I do. I was there.
Well, I saw them again.
Yes.
This time I read the back of the reflective vest, and crazy thing, it said guide.
Ooh.
On it. And I was like, well, that's ridiculous. Like, I know exactly where I'm going. I can see the flags. And then the person next to him had the similar vest, but it said blind.
Oh wow.
So I'm here to announce that I'm the biggest jerk
in the history
of the world. And I found yet another person who is faster than me, better than me, and tougher than me in every single way running this 10K blind.
Running a play. Did they beat you? Please tell me they beat you.
They did not beat me.
Well,
actually, I don't know, because you start at different times and it's all based on a chip and whatnot.
Oh,
but in the game of life, yeah, they certainly got me. They took me down.
Okay, so I did shout out to superfan Kevin McCann. My father sent me an Instagram reel over the weekend that when you were talking about the vest and what it said on the back, it reminded me of the best dad joke I've seen in a long time. And I'm going to describe it to you because this is great radio. So there's there's media down on a soccer field with a big camera taking pictures right from the sideline. You know, Tristan, this happens to you all the time. And and so on the back of the neon vest, it says reflective vest, it says press. Like he's a part of the press, and the dad walks behind it and actually touches and pushes where it says press, like the verb, not the – yeah. I was like, that's amazing. That's perfect. I want to do that someday. Any other update on the 10K, Ray? You didn't die. You're not in a ditch with the fettuccine Alfredo, suffering.
No, you're right. I actually won the race, and by one, I mean I got 436th out of 797.
Nice.
So good job to me. Just kidding. I actually won my age group. No, I didn't. I actually got 42nd in the age group. So anyway, you know, the good news is in a month from now, I get to run a 15K.
Oh, that is good news.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the update. I'm actually going to make that my topic. I appreciate you letting me update all the fans that want to know about my athletic endeavors. Finished that baby right at about an hour and 5 seconds, and that's including the 28 seconds I took to use the random porta potty on the side of the course.
I don't know that we'd call that an athletic endeavor, but I'm glad that you finished it, and I'm glad that
you're done.
Tristan, are we okay if I go right into my next topic?
Yeah. Yeah, we're totally fine.
Okay. Yeah. So, Ray, we kind of talked about sporting events you'd want to attend on the last episode and, like, the best 48 hours which I kind of thought was interesting listening back to it. I think the best 48 hours of sports I'd love to attend would actually be March Madness in a sports book. I think that would be a blast. That's kind of a bucket list thing someday. But if you are going to go to an event, my question for you is, you go into a stadium you've never been in before, whatever sport you choose, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, whatever, even golf, and then you go because you want to remember this event, you go to the souvenir shop. And what is your go-to play? What is the best souvenir at a new stadium that you've never been to before?
You know, because we do no prep for this show, you were dangerously close to stepping on top three, bottom three. You did.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
Ooh.
You took a left turn.
Adjacent.
So there's a little preview there coming up, but I love this question. When you go to the souvenir shop, you got to bake it into your head. You know I'm cheap, right? Or frugal, as we might say. So you got to build in like the 20, 25% premium you're going to pay. So you just have to like throw it out there. Like your t-shirt's going to be $48,
yeah,
whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Hat's going to be $39 minimum and whatnot. So the first thing that I'm going to, and this is pretty much every store, but especially here, I'm going right to that clearance rack. Where's
yeah.
it at? Where's that 50% off, 75%? You
yeah.
got that too? Yeah, I'll take that too. That's where I'm going. I'm looking at shot glasses. I'm looking at pen holders. I'm looking at just random crap that they're trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my speed.
Yeah, I went to that clearance rack at a Phoenix Mercury game. And I think I actually bought Brittany Griner's shorts. I couldn't believe in a WNBA game that there were shorts that didn't fit me because they were too big and too long. But I
yeah.
definitely bought them, and I think I got some warm-ups too. I'm with you there. I will forever treasure my Final Four coffee mug, like a travel coffee mug. Isn't too expensive, but it's something that you can use every day and just remember that fateful trip to Indianapolis. And our longtime listeners know what I'm talking about there. And then, every new baseball stadium I go to, I try to get into every stadium. That's kind of a longtime goal, is to go to every baseball park. I love to get a hat. I just get the team hat. And I've built up a little bit of a collection there. Try to get the game hat, you know, not like a purple with, you know, green stripes or whatever. And they're
yeah.
like, oh, it goes with these sneakers. That's not really my style, but... that's kind of what I go to with that. Any thoughts, Tristan? What are you getting if you go to a new stadium?
I would have to say the same thing, like a hat or like a water bottle or something like that.
A water bottle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I collect a couple of water bottles as well.
Nice.
But
like a
hats,
hydro?
Yeah, like a hydro.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, like a metal
yeah.
bottle. Yeah, that's not really a lot. I don't go straight to the souvenirs probably like Ray does, but if I would, I'd probably get a hat or a bottle.
You got to get something to remember
today.
What's that?
Man, you call a guy soft and suddenly he's just out of his mind. I'm going to tell you though, like check out that clearance section, people. I mean, if you're missing out, if you don't have that Phoenix Mercury oven mitt or whatever else
yeah.
is available over there.
Yeah. Go get yourself a St. Louis Cardinals deck of cards.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Get an eraser.
Oh, yeah. It's pencil eraser. That's
right,
a good one.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to need an eraser.
No, like it's taken off of the pencil. It's not like an eraser. It's
yeah. Anything that falls on the floor is fair game, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Well, clearly a great topic and great radio there. I'm gonna kick it over to Tristan.
Here at 88.7 The Pulse, I have the next topic, and I'm actually going to go off of what Ray said on running with cargo pants. That was a talk and a text that we had on the phone, and I thought it was hilarious. Which celebrity do you look at and you're like, why would you wear stuff like that? What is like that celebrity or that famous person that wears something where you're just like, okay, I don't know why we're wearing that? Ray?
Yeah, I got to go to University of Oregon's own Dylan Brooks. I don't know if you caught this Stone Cold Steve Austin look that he had working the other day, where he rolled in the stadium in like shorts and like a leather vest, no shirt underneath. It's a bold move. I'm not even trying to throw him under the bus. I'm actually a little jealous he can pull that off. I'm pretty sure if I rolled into work in that, I'd probably be committed or arrested.
Yeah, well, you just got to have the theme song playing over and over again. You know, the Stone Cold Steve Austin glass shattering. And I'm glad we're already bringing in some WWE names because we're going to go there today. For me, personally, it's, you know, can I take everybody under the age of 25? Like, I know that I'm old and I know that I don't understand fashion at all. I get dressed in the dark or my wife lays out my clothes for me. Thanks, honey. But really, overall, there's so many. I mean,
yeah,
like the Kanye with the mask, I don't understand. These red boots. As a sneaker guy myself, the like red cartoon Mega Man style boots, I don't understand. And there's people that want to get them just because they think it's funny, and it's beyond me. That's a part of getting old. There's kind of a threshold now where I just go, yeah, I'm too old for that. Like Snapchat, TikTok, too old for that. You know, some of these trends and styles and fashion, I'll just stick and be an old guy and you know, not be the old guy saying, bro, put his hat backwards, trying to be cool. Cause we already talked about that topic in a previous episode.
I agree with, like the younger generation. Our style is like
out there,
yeah. Out there. So like a big one for me is like Doja Cat. Did you see like the red, diamond little things all over her?
No.
Oh man,
I did. Hey, look, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you know, that exactly. Was weird.
Yeah, that something like that, or like Little Nas X. Do you guys know who that is?
Yeah,
he wears some of the craziest clothing. I mean, some of it's like really stylish, and yeah, like even talking with my buddies here, we're like, oh my gosh, that looks really really cool. But to like people like you. or
what are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything.
No, that's fair.
But looking down, you're like, that's so interesting. It's like a whole new like style of clothing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I always kind of veered towards the simple and the hey, you know, what's the understated? And people wanna show up and get talked about, so they'll, you know, you can think of all of the pop stars or whatever that show up, like Gaga in the meat dress or whatever. There's a bunch of things that they just want people to talk about them. And I get it because that's kind of the game they're playing. But there's something about, you know, understated and classy that I could just go for. Simple and you know, just execute it well. What do you think, Ray? Are you a showboat guy with those pasty white thighs on the 10K?
Wow. Wow, we went there. Okay, good, great segue. Way to drop it to me with that one. I was just thinking about this actually, and I'm going to take Tristan's question. And I'm going to keep going down the road with it and say, like, the interesting thing about the NBA is now these guys know that there's going to be a camera when they walk in the stadium, right?
Yeah.
So to your point, Mark, now they're like dressing for that camera. So when you ask me what would I do, I think about what I would wear as I came into the stadium, and I'm going right now like the old Adidas tracksuit every time.
Run DMC style? Were you going bucket hat?
Probably not, because that's a different scene, right? And that's saying something. And I'm just not as cool as Run DMC. So, but I'm definitely going full sweatsuit with like bright white shoes. That's me. That's like my speed. Maybe fanny pack. I don't know.
Ooh, like the Adidas shell tops.
There you go.
And are you going like the white tank top underneath, just full Tony Soprano?
Maybe. I don't know. I've thought about this for all of 38 seconds. So yeah, possibly.
Wow.
Yeah. So what? See, I would be the guy that's just like a nice collared shirt and a pair of slacks or just simple sweats with some Jordans. Try to keep it simple and just. I want to let my game do the talking, Ray.
Right. Ray, you know what they call people that dress like that? They're on the bench for a reason.
Ooh.
So, what I'm going into it with is a Letterman jacket. I'm going to add a nice little black shirt or something fancy underneath, right? Show that off. Couple of chains. Then I'm going with Air Max 90s with ripped jeans.
Definitely a guy who's not third of a spot
like a LaMelo Ball.
38 seconds. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
You thought about this for a while, Tristan. You came in prepared, ready to go. Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I do see like I watch what the people wear when they go into the game, and that's pretty much it around that range. But I actually like the style a lot.
See, you watch them walking in. I watch the old guys like Shaq and Charles watching them walk in and making fun of them, and that's where that's what I enjoy, just cracking wise and making fun of Dylan Brooks. That,
I love Shaq.
Not my favorite person. So we got off there. So that's Tristan's topic. That was interesting. Good little fashion talk there. I need some tips and some updates. Ray, I'm going to jump right in to the next one. Speaking of styles, and I can't make a segue here. I'm just going to tell you, every time I walk into the studio, in this back hallway to get upstairs, there is on the floor, and I've kind of been tracking this because it makes me curious. For the last like month and a half, there's like a little lock of hair. There's like an auburn colored, like probably a 6-inch curly strand of like not just one hair, but like a group of hairs. And it looks
is this a public service announcement that somebody lost their weave or what?
That's what I'm saying. Here? But it's not even that much. Like it's not so little that it's just one hair, and it's not so much that it would actually like go into like an extension or something like that. But it's just that little. It's like 15 or 20, a little group. And what's weird is there's those things in your house where you walk past them every day. And if you like you set something down, and I'm wondering, like, how long do you walk past it before that's permanently there and you don't see it anymore? Because there's kind of that like, hey, I don't see the dishes in the sink, or I don't see, the hair all over the floor that I need to vacuum, or, and some of that I wonder is selective. But there's kind of a threshold there. And I'm wondering, Ray, are you the guy that like will go over and pick that up? Or are you like me and you want to do the science experiment to see how long it stays there?
Oh, I'm both. Like in my own house, when I don't think people are actually going to see anything, like I don't care. I'll pick it up. But here at work, I am the same way. I can tell you the tale of the shop vac here at the facility that I'm a part of. We launched in August of 2020, and I've told this story many times. So, hey, my coworkers listening, sorry, you're going to have to hear it again. But I walked into a brand new building, incredibly nice, 250 brand new forklifts. Like everything was nice and beautiful. However, in the vestibule, did I say that correctly? The vestibule, the entrance area, over in the corner, there was a pile of garbage and a shop vac.
Ooh.
And so it was like, okay, this is ugly. I can easily get the garbage thrown away. Did that, but I'm like, whose shop vac is this? So what I did is systematically over the next 3 weeks, I set it in different places, hoping that somebody would pick it up. Eventually, as you can tell, nobody did. So I took it and I put it right next to the men's bathroom for whatever reason. It was a little bit out of the way, next to a storage closet, and I waited. Well, I'm happy to announce that it took 2 years and 2 months until finally I went to one of the cleaning crews. Do you want to just take this home? And they're like, yeah, but whose is it? I was like, I don't know. It's been sitting here for over 2 years. Please, somebody take it home. And it was actually a little bit of a holiday when somebody finally took it home. So, Mark, I will take these experiments, and I'll go years with them. That's what I'm trying to say.
You just find a way to make it happen and to stay with them for years, you say?
Years. Yeah, and every time the best part is I didn't plan on doing this, but that's the restroom that I use. So every time I go to the restroom, obviously a couple times a day, drink a lot of coffee, I get a look at the vacuum with joy. So it brought me much joy.
But you're gonna. That's the interesting thing is like, especially if you see somebody walk by, right, and you see how that like, what is the psychology there? Like, this isn't my job. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be the one to pick this up. Like, what? So, Tristan, does this happen in your house? Being a young man, like, as us old guys, we're like, we want to be the owners of the house. So we've got to make sure we keep it clean. Are you the guy that's like, hey, whatever, I'll just drop my stuff and then I'm going to go kick a soccer ball outside for 3 hours? Or what's your take on this?
That's described me pretty well. I'm not going to lie. If it's big enough where I know my parents are going to know it's me and they're going to yell at me, I'm definitely picking it up. Yeah. Otherwise, if it's like something small, like I drop something on the floor and it's like not as noticeable, I'll probably rub it with my foot or something. I'll just keep going on with my day.
Oh, kick
my.
It under the couch. Oh man.
Oh my.
Ray's yeah. got I'm a lot to learn.
Tristan right now.
Yeah, I'm, wow. I'm pretty bad. When it comes to the workplace though, I'll clean it up immediately because that's a different problem, right?
You redeemed yourself a little bit there.
I had
you
to.
Know, this is Let me take a left turn into advice you didn't ask for.
Yes.
Mark realizes this. When you get married, kind of what happens is you and your spouse coach each other, right? And you round the edges a little bit, if you will. And so the funny thing is my wife, who's a traveling nurse and is gone for, you know, 3-4 days at a time, what will happen is when she comes home, we'll sort of do the checklist walk. Well, she'll just walk the floor, walk our house, and tell me all the things I screwed up while she was gone.
inspection
which is
time.
Fantastic. Yeah, which is a fantastic process. So what that's built into me is about 3 hours before she gets home, I'm sort of doing the walk myself, and I'm like, oh, here we go. Fruit snack wrapper. Here's a popsicle wrapper. Here's this. Here's that. A little vacuum and stuff like that. So eventually, don't worry, Tristan. You'll find somebody to live with or to fall for that will coach you up right.
Yeah. It's super funny because we have a rental house that we're renting out to my brothers and sisters. I go over there and I lose my mind by how dirty it is.
Yeah.
Like I go over there and I'm like, I would be so OCD with this. But when it's my house and when I'm over here with my parents, it's not a big deal. So it's really weird. Mm-hmm. I'll go over there and I'll be like, you guys really need to like pick stuff up and like do the dishes and everything like that.
Well, and I'm curious to see now that it's been mentioned on air. You know, I'm hoping that any of the, like the admin here that listen to this at the East Valley Institute of Technology, the Harvard of CTE schools in Arizona, that they leave it there just to see, you know, I don't want this to influence the experiment. And I've kind of added an outside variable here. That being said, let's move on to the next topic because, I think we've exhausted this one. Ray, you're up.
Oh, we haven't exhausted it yet. I just want to make sure. Let me go back to, I think it was our first show.
Okay.
When I was clear that I could be a detective. Mark, I'm going to need you to put on some plastic gloves, grab a set of tweezers, and you need to put that in a plastic bag. A crime may have been committed here.
Can I pick it up with a pen?
Yes, please.
Yeah, and I need those little booties that go around, you know, your shoes, like the little scrub booties, the hair nets or whatever, to make sure that I don't, you know, influence the crime scene at all.
Right. Honestly, Ray, if it's not me, I believe you 100%. You're a great detective.
There you go. There you go.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Okay, let's move on to my next topic here. And this one I was thinking about a little bit over the week as I was hanging out with my kids, right? Wife off working in Idaho, and I'm thinking about it. This one you two are gonna have to really think about. Okay, I'm the one parent on this program, but I'm sure here in the not too distant future, one, both, neither, whatever, will become parents as well. We all grew up in very different lifestyles. And as a kid, you remember, and maybe this is just a boy thing, I don't know, we dream and think about things that we want to do that our parents will never let us do.
Yeah.
So my thought is, as you both think about becoming parents, becoming a cool uncle, whatever it is in a kid's life, what are you going to do for them or buy for them or a trip you're going to take them on to live vicariously? Because you want it, not because they want it. And I'm going to give you a great example while you think about this. When I grew up, the only thing I wanted was a car bed. I wanted a car bed so bad. And, of course, I grew up with not a lot of money, and we couldn't afford a car bed. There's no chance they're going to buy me a car bed. Coach Mark knows this. First thing when my son turned 3, what did I buy him?
Car bed.
I bought him a car bed.
Yep.
Like, it was happening. He didn't ask for a car bed. He didn't know car beds existed. I just bought one and set it up, and like, ta-da, car bed. So is there something, maybe I'll start with you, Mark, is there something that you wanted as a kid or wanted to do as a kid that you didn't get to, that when you become a father, cool uncle, whatever it is, that you're going to do for yours?
Well, so what's funny to me is when you said car bed, my first thought was like, you put a bed in a car? Like, I thought you were talking about like when you owned a car when you were like 16, like having a weird van with a mattress in it. And I was like, that's a, you know, because we were talking about, you know, trailer park investments. And I was kind of wondering, like, okay, what's going on? Now I get it. Like a bed, like a kid's bed with the race car design and all that. Yeah.
Yes. It's fair. Yeah. It's fair call out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think my spoiling is going to be, for some reason, the first thing that came into my head was a golf tournament. I want my child, whether it's a boy or girl, I just love them to enjoy playing golf, and I think it'd be fun. I have so much fun going out and playing golf with my dad, and I did, you know, God, when I was like 7, 8 years old, we started, and you'd think I'd have a better golf game now having played for that long, but the bottom line is I think it's just something that we could do forever and enjoy, and I really think that it would be fun for me to have that excuse to go to a golf event. You know, a big one, U.S. Open, or, you know, maybe like the PGA Championship in St. Louis when it's there and I buy tickets. Something like that, that would be really a good time to go to if I had the opportunity, even though, you know, somebody might have canceled on me.
Nice. No, I love that. I think that's important because especially when you have a spouse, right, and you're trying to convince them why tickets to the Masters are a good idea, it's a real good strategy to go heartstrings and be like, look, this is really for the kids, not for me, when we all know what the reality is. But exactly. Just the fact that you're going to try, sometimes you get some credit. How about you, Tristan?
That was really good. I like this topic. I would have to build like a little small like soccer field in the back of my house, like in my backyard, and be like, hey, it's for the kids to like play around in, you know what I mean? But it's solely off of the purpose to like shoot the ball or just mess around back there.
Yeah.
Be like, oh no, the kids mess around with that.
Yeah.
That's them.
But the question is, are you the kind of dad that's going to let your kids beat you when you could like play one-on-one or whatever? No, like
they'll never beat me ever in the game of soccer.
Wow.
Ever.
Ray, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Even you don't let kids win. They don't learn anything from that.
Exactly.
They learn something from you dunking on their face and saying, you signed the permission slip, kid.
You see Dwayne Wade with his kid?
No.
Oh, man, he bullies him.
Oh,
it's crazy. If you watch, he'll call him little. He'll literally down-talk him.
Yeah.
It's super funny, but it's building that like confidence and building like a strong human. So I really respect that. There's a lot of like big figures in like sports that will like talk down to their kid, not down like that, but they'll talk down and they'll push them around just to make them strong and get something out of them, right?
Yeah, life's got to be really hard for Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union's kid, you know?
Oh, it's so hard. Like, I'll watch them and I'll start crying like, man, they really have it hard out there.
You know, for 37 cents a day.
No, I love that. I mean, it's good to know that when Tristan becomes a parent, he's going to be a tyrant for the good of the kid. So, really, it's heart of gold.
Yeah, I don't even know. So the other piece that came to my mind was just the sneaker game. I think that if, you know, when my child gets to be even probably right out of the womb, they're going to be laced up in some Jordans, some Air Maxes, and kind of just have that fun thing we can connect on, you know, wearing the same shoes as dad and all that cool stuff that I think is cool. That'll be fun. It'll be an expensive, hobby or collection, but I think it'll be cool.
No, it's a good call, and I'm glad you brought that part up because, you know, my son Brooks, who is a good athlete, very tall, and has absolutely no interest in playing basketball and is dead set on breaking my heart for the rest of my life, loves soccer, and soccer's his thing. And so when we go to Dick's Sporting Goods or whatnot, hey, give us a sponsorship, Dick. Anyway, Dick's Sporting Goods to pick up all of his soccer stuff. Like, I'm now the dad that is going to buy all the stuff that you can get. Like, oh, yeah, get the backpack and get the this and get the that and all the accessories and all that stuff. Like, I'm all about that life.
Yeah, you know, anytime you go into a Copeland Sports, you gotta make sure that you schmooze up the employees and talk to them for a while so they don't have to work. That's our origin story, Ray. So it's good to see that you're keeping that tradition alive.
There's nothing better.
Oh, you know it.
There's nothing better than getting like stuff from Dick's Sporting Goods or any sporting goods. There's nothing better.
New gear.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah. So, you know, and there's, we want to hear your thoughts. If there's things that you are going to definitely buy or you have bought or experiences that, you know, you wish you would have had that you're going to give your kids and spoil the crap out of them when they're growing up. We're going to put that up as a Facebook and Instagram. Make sure you follow us. We're at Dueling Coaches on everything with no space. We want to know, you know, what you're thinking. Please participate. It's so much more fun when people comment. You know, I was a little disappointed that nobody shared their top sandwich or bottom sandwich. I was expecting more pushback on the Reuben, to be honest with you, because there's some psychopaths out there that really enjoy eating a Reuben. I don't know what's wrong with them, but you know, for some reason we didn't get to hear from them. So just wanted to shout that out real quick.
Wrong demo, Coach Mark. People that like Reubens are 72 and don't know how to use social media, so please.
See, so I was up in Seattle with my brother-in-law, and he's like, oh, that's my top has got to be a Reuben. I was like, are you out of your mind? He's like, what's wrong? How do you not like sauerkraut and whatever it is, pastrami and rye? And I'm like, nothing you have said sounds good.
Well, I got mad respect for him. I mean, you know, the classics, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And so we started talking, and we had he's like, oh, here's the best BLT in Tacoma, and they went and got it for us, and it was delicious. And I'm like, you can't screw up a BLT. It's a piece of cake. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Some really enthralling radio there. Okay. So my topic, I'm gonna throw it back a little bit. A couple of months ago, when Ray and I decided we wanted to get this project back started up, we decided that we were going to do a quick demo reel for the radio station. You know, they requested it from us, and we had a topic there, and it was so good, and we've kind of referred to it throughout our time here that this topic was so good we wanted to bring it back. You may have been wondering why we constantly refer to Hacksaw Jim Duggan on this show.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is related to that demo. We might release that demo as a special podcast, kind of a special episode to give our listeners who download this show a little something extra. But the question was, and the topic was, there's a website called Cameo, and if you haven't heard of Cameo, you don't know what Cameo is. It's a website where celebrities, and I use air quotes, celebrities, quote unquote, will basically send you a video that they record themselves, basically like a greeting, a happy birthday. You can send it as a gift to somebody. You can basically pay a celebrity to record a voice message for you with a video. And so the game that we play, and Ray, we are going to play this again. Tristan, I would love for you to get involved because you didn't participate the first time.
Right.
How much do these celebrity video messages cost? So, Tristan, hit the music.
Happy.
Oh, Sandy, whoa, 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 it's your birthday.
I think that is amazing.
That's dope.
We don't have any music. Maybe we'll put that in post. So if you...
the Cameo music?
I'm just teasing.
I'll have it in there.
Okay.
I'll have it in there.
That's the music.
There,
hey, great job. We got the background music in there. No, we don't want to add any production value here. This is just take more time. So, Ray, if you've been taking your ginkgo biloba... And keeping your memory up, do you remember how much a cameo from Hacksaw Jim Duggan cost?
Ooh, Hacksaw himself. Now, here's the difference. I think at the time it was $75. I'd pay double that, quite frankly.
That is amazing. I don't know if you've been listening over and over again. You are correct. $75 on the dot. I'm going to keep score here for the people at home, Ray and Tristan. That's one for Ray. And so, Tristan, you are going to get the next person. And here's what's going to be funny, Ray. He's not going to have any idea who these
who
people
it is.
Are.
I know.
Yeah.
I know 100%.
Even better.
So we have a certain all-star from the major leagues, played for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Molitor. Tristan, how much are you paying for a message from Paul Molitor?
So it's an all-star. I'm going to have to go like $150.
Okay. Ray, your thoughts?
I know that's probably bad then, huh? If Ray's
no, that's actually I think I think Tristan's close. Because I played this game before, I kind of got a good feel here. The other thing, though, about Paul Molitor, bit of a recluse, you know? I don't know if he's going to be into it. Like, he might be one of those guys that sets a high price and is whatever. Okay, I'm going to go $1. No, I'm kidding. $125. I'm going to say $125.
So Ray is closest on that one. It is $100. So that's two for Ray. $100 for Paul Molitor.
Oh, man.
He was like a coach of the year or something. He was actually a pretty good coach. Too. Okay. So the next one, this is a shameful name that is cursed throughout the city of Sacramento for what he did to the Kings and the NBA. Basically, the whole entire league has thrown in disarray because of one referee named Tim Donaghy, who was the scapegoat and took all of the negative press, took the blame for all of the cheating scandals, the gambling, and all of the overpriced first-class tickets that they were flying around. Very scandalous. Tim Donaghy.
This is incredible that Tim Donaghy has literally no shame and
None.
Is trying to collect money on Cameo. I don't know whether to be impressed or what, but... oh, man, he's got to pay the restitution checks. I got to think like $200.
Okay. Tristan, what about you?
$200. Oh, man. I was going to go like somewhere near zero.
That's what he deserves.
Yeah. So there's kind of a psychology to this game, Tristan, because it's what does their ego say versus what does the market say? There's kind of a lot of angles to this.
Man, this is a tricky game. I'm going to have to go 100 just to split Ray and get closer.
Yeah. The correct answer for Tim Donaghy, you could get a video message from scandalous shamed Tim Donaghy for $40.
Nice.
$40.
You're probably paying too much.
Yeah. For $40, you can get a car wash or you can get 5 minutes of Tim Donaghy's time. We're going to move on to the next one. Another one that Tristan doesn't know. And I'm actually covering this paper up because I'm worried he might be cheating and seeing the answers here. You got a little too close there. So one famous NFL coach with, I say one word and you'll know who this is. And that word is playoffs. Playoffs? Jim Mora. So Tristan, I'm gonna let you go first. What are you paying for Jim Mora's Cameo video?
Oh man. I'm gonna go high. I'm gonna say $200.
$200. That's high. Okay. Ray, what are you thinking?
Right now, I would pay $125 for Jim Mora to say podcast, radio show. What is that?
You can get a video message on Cameo from Jim Mora for $50. The low bargain price. He's going for volume. He's not going for a high price. Speaking of coaches, one of the most interesting coaches in the history of college basketball who's been around forever, the zone man himself, Jim Boeheim. Ray, what are you paying for a video message from Jim Boeheim?
There's no chance Jim Boeheim is on Cameo. Come on.
Oh, he is. He doesn't really coach anymore. He's kind of just a figurehead.
That's fair. I'm gonna say Boeheim $75.
Wow. Okay. Tristan, your thoughts.
See, yeah. I'm gonna go $50 just because of what Ray said.
Ray is running away with this. $200.
Oh my gosh.
$200 for Jimmy Boeheim, but maybe that's because it's during the season. You know, he's at practice. He's not watching film. But yeah. Okay, we're gonna move out of the sports world a little bit and we're gonna move into the music world. Because I know that, you know, Tristan.
All right, here we go.
Maybe this will be a little bit more of his wheelhouse. Tristan, you're up first. Longtime saxophonist and classical musician Kenny G. What are you paying for a video message of Kenny G?
$125.
Ray, your thoughts?
Dude, Kenny G is legit. I'm going $300.
$350 for Kenny G.
Oh,
Ray,
my
Ray
gosh.
Is up 5-1. Ray was really good at this game when we played at his house.
Ray.
And recorded that secret episode. Okay.
Holy moly. Look,
I'm going to tell you right now, and Tristan doesn't realize this, there's not a single person in Mark and I's generation whose parents did not have a Kenny G album,
yeah.
Whether it be a tape or a CD or even a record. Like, yeah. Kenny G's legit.
Yeah, that's background dinner music. You know, there's that one note that you just hear, and you're like, okay, that's Kenny G. All right, we're going to keep this moving along because I do have a lot of these. So staying actually in technically the musician, but Ray and I will think of her differently. Tia Carrera, Ray, famous from Wayne's World. She's on TikTok. I'm sorry, she's on Cameo, excuse me. She's on Cameo. Ray, what are you paying for a Cameo message from Tia Carrera? Keep in mind, Kenny G's $350.
Camera one, camera two. For a 17-year-old, Ray, I'd say $10,000. In this case, I'm going to say $400.
$400. Tristan, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say like $250.
$250. The correct answer. You could get a Cameo message from Tia Carrera for the low, low price of $60.
$60.
Oh,
mighty have fallen.
I know. I'm like, man. But yeah, like you said, 17-year-old me would have been all over that. I'd have been returning cans and all sorts of cutting people's grass. Okay, we're gonna stay in the music, and the next is actually not a person, it's a group. And in fact, Ray, well, we're actually gonna go to Tristan first. It's his turn. The band Air Supply, the power duo Air Supply, you can get both. Okay, this isn't just one person. You can get both members of Air Supply on Cameo. How much are you paying for
that? I'm super stoked, $75.
He doesn't know who they are. Ray, what are you taking on that?
All I got to say is every time I see you, all the rays of the sun are streaming through the winds in your hair. Okay. sorry, Tristan.
It's okay. It's great because I can, like, you know, manipulate volume and stuff. Oh, yeah. So we're great there.
He's going to mute that. Yeah. Or loop it. Loop it, make it a ringtone or something.
And we started our podcast.
Old man Ray Moffitt, my father, is all up on Air Supply. There's not a lot of Air Supply that I don't know because it was playing in the car growing up. So you get 2 for 1 on this deal. I'm going to say $150.
On the money, Ray, you get a bonus point. It is $150. Tristan, you were actually right that it's $75. If you would have known it was $75 per person, two of them makes $150.
Right.
I'll give you partial credit. You'll get a point for that. Yeah. Currently, the score is 7-3. Hope you all are screaming at your radios, screaming at your phones, playing along. The next one, Ray, and we'll wrap this up. We've got three more. The next one is Shooter McGavin. And not the actor that played Shooter McGavin. This Cameo video is actually from Shooter McGavin himself.
Okay, so that's gonna increase the price.
Right.
He's got a nice little renaissance on Twitter coming back. He goes to golf tournaments all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And
lean into it.
People love him. I'm going to go like $500.
Whoa. So if you ever seen the movie Happy Gilmore.
Okay, yeah.
Shooter McGavin was the bad golfer. That's Shooter McGavin. Man. So he was with Shooter.
Yeah, he's the villain.
The villain in that. What are you paying for a video from that guy?
I'm going to go $450.
And Ray, you said?
$500.
It's $250. Nice, so Tristan, nice.
I'm trying to be safe here.
On the board. Okay. Next Cameo video is actually from, I think this is the furthest away from Phoenix in more ways than one. How much are you paying, Tristan, for a Cameo video from Santa?
From Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. All the way from the North Pole.
Oh, man. This is going to be pretty expensive. I'm actually going to go like $200.
Wow. Wow. He just doesn't care about the kids at all. Just I'm gonna charge everything that I can. $200. Okay.
Oh, no. You keep pulling.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
He's trying to pull my leg there.
Number. Ray, okay. Ray, what are you going?
Okay, I see.
Well, I gotta say, man, who owns the IP on Santa Claus? Like, that's incredible. Like,
we're
missing
out.
Business behind this. Like, whoever was first, right? And then someone else is like, Santa Paws, and there's a puppy dressed like Santa. Anyway, I'm gonna say $100. Like, $100, you get your kid a message from Santa saying, be good, all that good stuff. $100.
Man, you guys just don't wanna serve the people here. Santa Claus is $45. Point for Ray.
Subsidized by the government, I'm sure.
Really thought it was going to be higher.
That North Pole tax rate has really gone up on the 1099s. Ray is currently doubling up Tristan at 8-4. So I'm going to make this last one worth 5, and it's going to be especially funny because Tristan's going to have no idea who this is.
Okay, let him go first.
Ray, I'm going to say one name, and you're going to know who this is, and the name is Norm.
Nice.
George Wendt. No.
Oh,
George
dang it.
Wendt from Cheers. AK, also known as SNL Da Bears. George Wendt from Cheers. How much are you paying for a cameo from George Wendt?
Fun trivia question. Also the uncle of Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis.
That's his uncle?
That's his uncle.
Wow. Okay. So how much are you paying for George Wendt's cameo video there?
Well, I'm paying $2 million, but any other regular Joe, man, probably $75.
$75. Tristan, your guess.
So just hearing what Ray had to say, I'm going to have to go like $110.
$110. Ray, congratulations.
You
got second place. George Wendt is $125 for a cameo video from George Wendt. And, you know, maybe he'll have another heart attack, which isn't a real heart attack. That was from the skit with Da Bears. That has been our cameo game. If there's a celebrity that you want us to look up, we'll try to see if they're on Cameo. Most of them are. Let us know on our social media, and we will hopefully be releasing that secret episode, the demo reel, here shortly as well.
Yeah, I love partially being Ray on that because he is actually very, very good at it. Very, very good at it.
Yeah.
So top three, bottom three, who has it for today?
So it's going to be me. And as I said, Coach Mark nearly stepped on it. He and I both were thinking about attending games, going to stadiums, whatnot. This is what I want to know. I don't care about the merchandise. I'm there for the food.
Ooh.
All right. I want to know top three, bottom three in any stadium that you go in. What's your top three that you're going to get? And what's your bottom three, like total stay away?
Okay. So there's been some interesting experiences in this realm, and I'll just talk to like experience, not like general, because if I'm going general, I'm just getting a hot dog and an adult beverage. So that's just go to simple. Got to do it in every stadium, but I have had some experience that I'll throw out there. I'm gonna go bottom three, and in Seattle at formerly Safeco, now T-Mobile Field, where the Mariners play. Out in left field, they have Edgar's Cantina for Edgar Martinez. They have spicy crickets there. They like season these crickets way too much, and it's like the experience where you just do it to do it and say you did it. It's kind of a thing. Was not a fan. Not a fan. Bottom three on crickets.
So they put too much spice on the cricket. So if they would have eased off of that, then you're in on the cricket.
I mean, I wouldn't buy it again. I would have enjoyed it more. It wouldn't have been a bottom three, like the worst thing I've ever bought at a stadium. But yeah, you know, it's kind of like my radio jokes here. You know, lots of crickets.
Okay. Wow, dad joke. Tristan, what about you?
Top three, corn dogs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The breading. Yeah.
Are you a basic corn dog kind of guy, or are you like a Disneyland fancy corn dog kind of guy?
Disneyland fancy corn dog fan.
What was fancy about the Disneyland corn
Ray?
Dog?
They're like big, and they're like this massive, like when you talk about corn dogs, there are people that like the basic Costco in a box kind of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Me. About a corn, what else can you do to a corn dog?
Man, you've got to get more creative.
Okay.
Here. Sausage inside like a pancake.
Those are good.
Like there's all kinds of, you can like dip the corn dog in something and like roll it and stuff. Like it's good.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do the one out of the freezer. That was my go-to. What about you, Ray?
Well, hot dogs always a must. No, baseball stadium, it's a requirement, but I'll take a left turn in watching basketball, hockey, or football, and I'll get myself a bag of peanuts.
Ooh.
You know, I'm all about the hot peanuts in the adult beverage, absolutely, every single time. You always got to remember, pro tip, you got to get the extra cup so you can put the shells in it. Now, a lot of people look down on you if you just start throwing the shells on the ground.
Yeah, that's another example of don't be that guy. I'm going to go with a top three stadium experience because, like I was saying before, I do have a goal of visiting every stadium in Major League Baseball. But I'm going to stick with Seattle at Safeco/T-Mobile again. Out in right field, there was a certain player coming to us directly from Japan who I idolized, named Ichiro Suzuki. And because he was from Japan, because it's Seattle, there was a huge fan base there. They actually had sushi out in right field to kind of celebrate, you know, his Japanese culture and heritage. And I'm going to tell you right now, it was so good. We got a couple of rolls, and I was like, this is stadium sushi, kind of just doing it to have the experience. Amazing. Like, really, really good.
Nice. I love that. Tristan, you got a bottom three, top three?
Man, you guys are stomping me over here because I'm going with the most basic food.
Get used to it because you're soft.
Yeah. nachos.
Ooh.
But you have to get them with all the stuff that you can on them. Cheese, I'm talking beef, I'm talking everything. Get everything on them.
Are you going jalapenos on or on the side?
On the side. Oh, those don't belong on my beautiful nachos.
So you said everything you can, but then don't put the jalapenos
I mean,
on there.
But those are on the side, so we're still respecting them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, every now and then you can get sort of the ode to that. I'm the same way, Tristan. I'm with you on that one. Here's my bottom three. Any exotic sandwich. Like anything outside of a burger, right? Like I know we're talking basics here, but I don't go to the stadium for gourmet food. I go to the stadium for very basic stadium food. So if you're going to try to like do a barbecue pork sandwich or some sort of special like Philly cheesesteak, it's just not in the stadium. That's not where it belongs. It's too messy. You're going to get it everywhere. Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's people that try to kind of like show off by grabbing, you know, the extravagant food. I'm with you. Keep it basic. The last one I will say is a top three. Speaking of the right way to go extravagant and the right way to go big, you give me a helmet full of ice cream. Not only do I get some delicious ice cream, but I also get a hat to wear out of the stadium. Come on, sign me up. Brutal. Tristan, you got one more?
Yep. My last one is probably like bubble gum or something. Some little small stick it in your mouth and just
Have you been to a stadium?
I mean, baseball, they have them, right? They give you the gum, right?
Big League Chew? Oh, yeah. I would pay double for some Big League Chew at a ball game. Man, that throws me back. I don't know. Yeah, I got to put that one up top.
That and like seeds or like sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
There you go.
This has been very fun. I'm super stoked. This is our sixth episode. So make sure you go to our Spotify, our iTunes. We have it all over. And check out our Instagram and let us know what you guys think. We're about our different topics, our cameo. I know you guys were probably screaming at me, trying to help me out there. I couldn't hear you guys. I was trying to listen. Dueling Coaches Show, I'm Tristan Bryant, your host. Tune in with your weekly favorite Dueling Coaches, featuring Coach Mark and Coach Ray. We look forward to having you every week on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 88.7 The Pulse. And of course, let us know what you think, from any funny topics to anything that caught your ears. Enlighten us through our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All the same at Dueling Coaches, and listen live on 88.7thepulse.com.